another day come and gone. Oh well, somewhere there's a drink with my name on it. Well, I ordered a scotch as I bust through them doors, spilled half on my jeans, the other half on the floor. When I saw you standing by that video game, well, I ain't very good, but I get practice by myself. Forgot my one line, so I just said what I felt. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely too. Only you was lonely, I'd go home with you. This morning, that was half of my goal. Tonight I'll be doing pull-ups on the toilet bowl. And somewhere there's somebody a-throwing up. Well, I broke the seal on my door, poured myself to bed. The whirlpool spinning around in my head. There was liquor on my breath, you were on my mind. Without a care in the world. If only you were lonely, if only you was lonely, if only you were lonely. I walked out of the kitchen, I was tired as hell. Another day is here.
from her surprise album.
That's some Sid Straw with String of Pearls. You might have recognized she got a little help on that one from REM's own Michael Stipe. Before the Sid Straw, how about an uber, I'm going to call it uber rare. I don't know, in this modern day, maybe it's not as rare as it used to be, but an uber rare replacements track, If Only Was Lonely. Uber rare because it was originally on the Boink album or EP, which rumor has it was thrown in the masters were thrown in the Mississippi River at one point when Paul Westerberg was a little upset with the label. And I have this really odd promo CD I bought, used 30 years ago. And I didn't realize after I bought it, but that song was actually a hidden track. For the longest time, that was the only digital way you could find that song. It was a hidden track on that sampler from the Twin Tone record label. But I digress. I digress into some Loud Family. Loud Family before that would Take Me Down. Also the Lilies, or just Lilies, I believe. I'm not sure if the... It's like Ramones. Ramones don't have the Ramones. It's just Ramones. Eagles is another band, but anyway, I'm getting off on tangents. Lilies, Still in All the Glitter from Lilies. And some Debbie Harry. Went back to the Murdered, Married to the Mob. I know, Mob's in the title. I just think Murder's going to be part of it. But no, Married to the Mob from that soundtrack from the 1980s. Debbie Harry doing the Castaways' Liar, Liar. And I start off the entire set with some God is My Co-Pilot and their song Monkeys. Gets us to where we are now. We're just over halfway past your hour, which means we have just under 30 minutes before we get to a Moon Martin mock tonight. And I mentioned I might do two mocks tonight, and I'll tell you why once we get up towards the top of the hour. Or maybe I'll wait till the top of the hour to let you know. What else was I going to tell you? There were some things I was going to tell you that I thought were really important, and all of a sudden my brain's like, Moxeter, what were those things? And I know one of them. I know one of them was going to be directed to some dads. Let's see. I can make it happen. All right, here it is. Are you ready? Okay, dads. It's time to dance. Now, I don't care if you're going to cabbage patch or do the running man. Maybe break out in a little jitterbug. Or maybe the floss. Now, if you're my buddy Rich, you don't know how to do the floss. So I'm just going to tell you, and you are a dad, just stop. Please, just stop. But for the others, you know, you might be able to accomplish that. In fact, I actually don't care if you're not very good. I don't. So, Rich, do it. Floss away. Because what I care about is that you're taking a moment to dance with your kid or kids. Because dancing with your kids is a great way to bond with them. If you go to fatherhood.gov, you can learn more. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council. And, of course, your good friend here on WRCT Pittsburgh, the Moxeter. But speaking of dancing...
I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. That's for sure.
You are the girl. wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Feel a deep end. What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Do you love me, babe? What do you say? Do you love me, babe? What can I say? Because I wanna be your boyfriend. Hey, little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Sweet little girl, I wanna be your boyfriend. Just
from his What's So Funny release. That's Angry Johnny and the Killbillies with Old Boyfriend. Did you get the theme of that set of music? Did you? Yeah, there was a theme. Okay, let's see if you can pick up on it. I'm not going to give you any hints, so I'm not. The Ramones before that. Oh, wait, didn't I just say they're just Ramones? They're not the Ramones. Ramones before that with the I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Same title, different song. The Rubinews gave us their song, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend. Tully Craft in that set with pop songs your boyfriend's too stupid to know about. And I start off the entire set with some Black Kids. And I'm not going to teach your boyfriend how to dance with you. Yeah, it's a boyfriend set. Why not? Why not? I'm just having fun. Hopefully you're having fun and enjoying the music that I am playing. Less than 10 minutes, we're getting up to a mock. We're gonna start the hour, top of the hour. We might do two mocks. We might. We're gonna start it off though with a Moon Martin mock. That's gonna happen in less than 10 minutes, but before any of that, I gotta get back into more music. How about some Fall?
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Can you say?
Totally wired. Can't you see? A butterfly, stomach, ground, ground. I drank a jar. Totally wired.
world. This is the modern world.
The Jam wrapping up that short set of music with Modern World here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Before that, how about the Briefs? The Briefs and Poor and Weird, and start off that set with The Fall and Totally Wired. I'm totally wired that I have a mock coming up in just like seconds away. It is a Moon Martin mock. It's an alliteration mock. I got to remind you, if you're curious about what that noise is, you should tune into Noise Theory and find out. It's Mondays at 3, and it's hosted by Liz Mayday right here on WRCT. Hey, my name is Paul. I am the Mockster. We have a mock coming up. I have an important message to get to you before said mock, and then it's mock time.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark and Savar. I know you love the pain you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl.
Your name is Mark. Thanks a lot.
lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot, thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name is Mom, takes a lot. You think he's acting, but he's not.
My name is Mom, thanks a lot. My name is Mom, thanks a lot.
Judge
Polyphonic Spree, wrapping up that first set of music for you with Everything Starts at the Seam. Before that, to get us into the holiday weekend spirits, Animal Collective with their song Fireworks. Played some Martini Ranch in there with a New Deal from their Holy Cow release from the 1980s and start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Mr. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul, but people call me Mock because they call me the Mockster, because it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every week at this time, which could be a Friday night going into the weekend or on your Tuesday recovery afternoon. Yeah, my encore presentation. Welcome. Always appreciate when you get a chance to listen. I don't even know what to tell you. I'm going to tell you that we're catering towards the 4th of July weekend on this program. So before I even get into that, let me just explain what's happening tonight on the show. In case you're new, maybe you're like, what is this? Who is this? Why am I listening? Well, here's the deal. I've got this little radio program. We start now, and in 4 hours, 4 hours from now, we'll finish. And in between there, halfway, we take a little breather. We stop, get a glass of water, and you get to hear a WRCT music and a radio calendar. And then on that third hour, going into hour number four, I do a thing called the mock. Yeah, I take a word, artist, performer. I take a theme of some sort and pay tribute to it, mock it, cover songs, whatever happens. And I've got one of those coming up in 3 hours. And I will tell you, not yet. We just started the program. I got to have you hang on for a little bit before I explain to you what the mock is. But we do have a mock in store, and it's not, I'm just going to tell you, it is not a 4th of July mock, because today is not the 4th of July, duh. What else should I tell you? Well, speaking of 4th of July, what is going to happen in this program while I'm playing the music and not rambling is I'm going to play songs that that somehow fit within the theme of the 4th. Maybe it mentions 4th of July. Maybe it talks about Independence Day. Maybe it's the name of the song, the artist, whatever it is. So maybe it's patriotic. I don't know. But just listen. It's not a game. There's no quiz involved or anything of that nature. But we'll figure it all out. But speaking of 4th of July, from their This Is Our Music album, their third and final proper album, Galaxy 500 here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
I wrote a poem on a dog biscuit.
Now I'm